all of these things produce a level of dopamine, and you can get addicted to making money, working on your health, and working on your relationships. And that's the key here.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
All right, howdy folks, Ben Uyama here, helping you guys quit porn and masturbation. Today, we are talking about stress. Why are we talking about stress management in a program that's about porn recovery and masturbation? It's because, my friends, stress is one of the biggest contributors to an ongoing porn and masturbation habit. We know this from studies, because stress and anxiety are the key triggers that urge people to want to go to porn and to masturbate. And we'll talk about why that is. But also, it's been proven in our own groups. When we ask the guys that we're working with, you know, how's your week? How's your sexual integrity levels? And many times it's like, good, great. And then sometimes it's like, oh, not so good. I felt urges, temptation triggers. And I like to kind of dig deep with people and ask, okay, this week you felt strong urges to go to porn, right? Why was that? What actually led you there? And that's the practice of reflecting and having self-reflection, that you try to peel back layers and figure out why you feel stressed. And this is really what it comes down to when you're beating a porn habit. And fundamentally, one of the biggest contributors that is causing people, men particularly, to go back to porn is because they felt stressed with work, relationships, spousal conflicts, with finances, money, anything at all that causes you stress, schoolwork, or just boredom, or a lack of purpose in your day, in your life. And so the reason that porn is such an easy escape from stress is because porn is one of the only activities that is easily accessible, completely free to use, and has no physical harms on your body that you can use instantly to take you instantly, I'm talking like this, from a state of stress to instant relaxation, instantly going from like totally upset, angry, even just frustrated with life. Let me ask you, the last time that you felt intense stress or negative emotions or anxiety in your life, I'm willing to bet the first thing you thought about was when I get home, or tonight I'm going to go back to porn, because it's the easiest way to take you out of stress into just temporary relaxation, right? So what happens over many years of you doing that? Well, as soon as you remove the band-aid, the crutch in your life, which is porn, you start to experience those withdrawal symptoms. As soon as you remove that crutch, you start realizing, like, I don't know how to deal with stress. I don't know how to deal with this angst, the anxiety in me. And therefore, you start getting angry or frustrated at people around you. You start getting headaches. I was talking with someone a few weeks ago who said he literally has found that he has chronic headaches, and the only way to soothe him, his headaches, is to go to porn. And I was like, dude, you have basically identified that porn is the easiest and fastest way for you to take you out of this state of having these headaches into a place of temporary relaxation to soothe these headaches. It is absolutely not the case, guys, that watching porn and masturbating is the only way to soothe headaches or to soothe any other symptoms or issues or stressors that you have in your life, right? So we've got to learn what? Stress management. We have to figure out what is causing the stress and also address the stress in a healthy way. So going back to my previous statement that you can very, very quickly take yourself out of intense stress to an instant going to relaxation and completely forgetting about the stress temporarily. That is a very unnatural and unhealthy approach to managing stress. If you think about it, that's something that humans, as people, we have not had access to that level of instant gratification, sexual gratification, in all of history, right? If you think about it, for 100 years ago, and that's the first point I want to make, 100 years ago, if you think about that, what was happening back then when people were, you know, being chased by a lion, or they couldn't pay the bills, or, you know, people in your family are dying, or any other stresses that happen in your life regarding relationships or school or children or making a living or just physical stress? What did people do back then? You can think about that. And that's really the first tip I want to give you guys, is when you're feeling those stresses and recognize and have this self-awareness and emotional self-awareness. It's like, right now I feel really stressed because of XYZ, fight with my wife, work-related stress or school-related stress. And I'm like, my usual instinct is I want to go to porn because it's an easy way to alleviate stress. And I'm noticing that when I don't have porn in my life anymore, I get more irritable and angry and frustrated and depressed and bored, right? And desensitized to life to the point that I just want to go back to porn to alleviate those emotions temporarily. But think about 100 years ago in those very moments. Think, okay, if I was living 100 years ago, what would I do in this moment? And that, and if you go through this mental process of thinking, what would I do 100 years ago, then you can start to be a little creative, right? You can start thinking, okay, I would probably go outside. I would probably go outside and look at the sky, or take a deep breath, or go on a run, or go kill an animal, an example, or go talk with someone, socialize, go to my friend's house and just hang out, talk to my spouse, to my partner, anything at all. And that's kind of the further examples I want to give. The reason that porn addiction is so addictive and has become that way is because of this thing called dopamine. Now, I don't want to talk too much about dopamine because it's boring and I don't like talking about brain stuff so much, but this is important to know. So dopamine is important for porn addiction because essentially what the act of watching porn has taught your brain to believe, and what you currently believe subconsciously or consciously, your brain believes that porn is essential to keeping you alive, keeping you surviving and procreating, right? And that's the trickery that's happening is that porn is associating porn and masturbation with sexuality and reproduction. Of course, that's absolutely not the truth, because porn and masturbation are not essential to reproduction or life or anything at all. It's simple. It's a simple trick that your brain is playing. And if you've dug that ditch deep enough and gone down that rabbit hole for long enough, then your brain is convinced that you need porn in order to soothe what? Stress, negative emotions, difficulties. To survive, you need this dopamine hit. So what can you do, my friends? In those moments of stress and anxiety, you fundamentally have to replace and swap it out. You got to swap out that dopamine hit, because dopamine is not something that we've developed. Dopamine is something that we all have biologically. It's a God-given thing, right? So dopamine is created for a reason. It's designed for a reason. It's designed to give us some benefit, and not just for us to produce chemicals and neural pathways to get us back to watching porn. That's absolutely not why we have dopamine, if you think about it logically, right?
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show.
So 100 years ago, what did people do with dopamine? Well, they did three things. They used their activity, their physical wellness, to produce money, health, and relationships. In other words, your well-being, your family's well-being, your quality of life, your health, your physical health, and also relationships, connecting, having real, genuine sexual relationships, not only sex with a partner, but also relationships with your children, working on your relationships with your community and having that kind of element. But it's the lack of these focus on these things that is contributing ultimately to an ongoing compulsive need to go back and watch porn. So the reason these things are important is because all of these things produce a level of dopamine, and you can get addicted to making money, working on your health, and working on your relationships. And that's the key here. It's because when you replace this fake dopamine hit, replace that fake dopamine hit with real, genuine dopamine, which is in the form of money, health, relationships. Let's give some examples, right? What are some examples of producing money? Or, you know, I know money has kind of like a negative connotation, like it's superficial or external, but money is improvement in your quality of life, right? For many people. Of course, there's a limit of, you know, how much quality of life you need. But if it gets you excited, like if starting a business and making millions and becoming a millionaire, billionaire gets you excited, and that's what replaces the need for porn in your life, then do that. Like, don't sit on your hands and not go after that dream job or dream career or dream business that you want to start and own just because you're afraid of whatever, right? Just go after the stuff. Money could be related to not just, you know, starting a business or a YouTube channel or a podcast or a software company, or you're selling water bottles or whatever it is, or starting a new career or changing careers, or it could be pivoting in your career or asking for a raise, or it could be just developing a skill that you can use to advance your life. Whatever it is, if it gets you excited, you should focus on that and make that a huge priority in life, right? That's one example. For me, it's like making videos for YouTube is really exciting. Like, it's genuinely, it's meaningful. It gives me purpose. It makes me happy. And it's like the dopamine hit I get when I get a new subscriber, for example, or when I, you know, it sounds silly, right? But to me, it's like if I get a comment that I really inspired someone or kind of made them change their mind or change their mindset or help them a little bit, that really moves me. And it gives me that genuine, honest dopamine hit. Like I'm helping my community, like I'm helping people, right? So that's like my replacement. Like if I ever feel like bored or stressed or anxious or anything, I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna go check out my YouTube analytics and see how this video is doing, or I'm gonna go on TikTok and see how my TikTok's doing, and that kind of thing. I know it sounds silly, but for me, it's like a little splash of dopamine that replaces any fake dopamine that I might have developed over my life, right? So that money, the second one here is health, related to your physical health, your body, your internal health, your mental health, spiritual health. It could be spiritual health. It could be spiritual, your relationship with God, your faith. It could be prayer. It could be exercising, working out, just jumping, doing jumping jacks, doing some pull-ups on the doorway, or going outside on a bike ride, doing some push-ups, or going to jump on the trampoline with your kids, you know, or go out on the trampoline and do some backflips or something. So you can develop healthy forms of dopamine by working on your health in some way. So in those moments where you're feeling those triggers, like let's say you're going through Instagram and you see something that's triggering. You guys shouldn't be on Instagram, by the way, if you're seeing triggery stuff. If you see something that's a little raunchy, then it produces that splash of dopamine that I'm talking about. In that moment, you can do something else, and you have to list it. Like you have to list next to all of these things. List like money equals and a specific activity. So health related could be going on a workout, doing some anything at all that you guys want to do that's health. You can be creative. Maybe you have a hobby. Like that's a really good one. If you like, you know, soccer, or if you like basketball, going outside and doing shooting some hoops or practicing your vertical jump so you can learn how to dunk, or playing volleyball, you know, with your family, with your kids, with your spouse, or by yourself, anything at all, you know, just get your body moving is a really good way to produce dopamine. And relationships, finally, this is probably one of the most important ones, and I think we kind of generally tend to forget as a society, is that relationships are essential to our survival. It really is. So you can develop healthy forms of dopamine by connecting with a partner, your spouse, right? You can connect with your children, connect with family members, give someone a call. You can talk to your neighbor, actually, you know, anything at all. But every single day, it's really important to develop a habit of doing all of these things, ideally, but at least one of them, developing the habit of relating to someone, work on your health, or producing a better quality of life for yourself. And it's really through the daily discipline of doing that will contribute greatly to your success in beating porn masturbation, right? Why? Because you're replacing the need for porn. The idea is to replace it so that you don't need it anymore. In fact, the reason that you've developed a compulsive habit is because of a lack of a lot of stuff that I'm talking about. So it's not the truth that you're just gonna do these things, you know, and once you get better, you're just gonna not need to practice this stuff anymore. No, I'm saying that this stuff is required for your life. And the reason that we're here talking about this is because most people don't have the relationships, the health, focus on their health, or the focus on their quality of life that is needed in order to survive and to thrive in this life, right? So that's relationships. So my task for you guys is write down on a piece of paper, write it down. We're going 100 years ago right now. So on a piece of paper, write down, what is the thing that you can do if you were traveling back in time and you didn't have access to a computer or to your phone? What would you do in those moments when you're feeling stress and anxiety, okay? Chances are, if you do this for a week or a few weeks, of instead of going to porn and to your phone to alleviate stress, instead you did something productive that produces a genuine hit of dopamine, chances are you're gonna experience some withdrawal symptoms, right? If you have a habit of going to Facebook or YouTube or Instagram whenever you're feeling stressed, which a lot of people do, that's also an artificial form of dopamine, a rush that you're getting, and it's not helping you, it's not serving you. So when you remove that habit, you probably will maybe get a little anxious or angry or frustrated. But guys, it's part of the process. Like you've got to realize that it's an unhealthy behavior to live your life with lack of genuine connectivity, genuine health and focus on your life in general. So once you do that, you write it down and put a specific action next to all of these and find something that you can do every single day, at least one of them, but ideally do three things every day that relates to back to relieving stress in a healthy and natural way and in a productive way instead of going back to porn.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.